This is officially a hemshach, a connection of the Gimel Gittin Tzulin share. I don't know the ancient history of the share, how it began. I suspect it began the other way around. You know, that this share came first and later was connected. Certainly there's quite a bit of independent material in this share that has nothing to do with the last share. However, the chiddush of today's shir will enable us to answer the question that was left here at the end of the last shir. Just briefly, the Rosh Yeshiva wanted to learn pshat in Rashi and Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that a get that was written b'ksav yado of the Baal, although it conclusively proves that he indeed divorced his wife, but Rashi is of the opinion that the Eidei Chasima testify on the actual transaction, like the Tumim, and Ksav Yado is not eligible to testify on the transaction because he's not Eidos. There's no din of Hadas Baldin, and there's no din of Eidos, so it's felt increases. It proves that you ought to get because we can figure everything out, but you're lacking increases. The problem was, why should you need increases? The whole purpose of having Eben sign a shtar is only for Tikkun HaOlam, and the Havim and Dav Gimel that was required, the only logical reason that it could have been required is for Tikkun HaOlam that she should be able to prove that she's divorced. And she will be able to prove that she's divorced. So why in the world do we need Krisus? Where does that come from? In a similar fashion, the Rosh Yeshiva learned from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is actually in Tosfos Shita, but Rabbi Akiva Eiger was saying, according to Rosh Yeshiva's understanding, that there is a, when you have a get that was kasa b'ksav yado, you do have krisus, because in Tosfos Shita, ksav yado ein lecha chasim gedol l'zu is a good krisus, but it's not krisus on the zman. And once the chachamim are misaking that zman is part of the get, you need to have krisus on the zman as well. And similarly, you have the question that the whole reason you need Eidei Chasima in the first place is only as a proof, Tikkun Olam, to prove that you're divorced. So why in the world should the Eidei Chasima have to do krisus on anything? Forget the zman. If Eidei Chasima have to do krisus, so you could argue they have to do krisus on the zman as well. But why do they have to do krisus in the first place? So both the Fi Rashi and both the Fi Rabbi Kiveger, although the whole purpose of the Takana seems to be only the Raya, only to prove what happened, yet for some reason the Chacham seem to be feel compelled to require krisus and pasul a shtar that's written b'ksav yado. We don't have any logical explanation for that conclusion. So that is lurking in the background, and we will come back to it as appropriate. So we have in the sugya of Eidei Mesira, Eidei Chasima Karti, Eidei Mesira Karti, long strings of machlokesim. We have machlokesim in which the entire world has gotten involved, shake the very foundations of the earth, with rifts from Ben Ephraims and Rambans and Tosis and Rashi and Balamar and many Ran and many others. In the Rishonim, there are machlokesim and Achronim, Rosh Hashivas, go through every generation. We're going to add our piece as well. There are two fundamental arguments amongst the Rishonim. We have a machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Elazar. Everyone seems to agree, Pshat Rav Meir, Baruch Hashem. Rav Meir says, Eidei Chasima Karti, and that means that Eidei Chasima and only Eidei Chasima can make a shtar into a shtar. If you have a shtar without Eidei Chasima, the shtar is puzzle, even though you gave it in front of Eidei Mesira. Rav Elazar says, Eidei Mesira Karti. So one thing we know for sure that Rav Elazar holds, and there's no machlokes about this either. If you have a shtar without Eidei Chasima, but it does have Eidei Mesira by get, that shtar is kosher. Rav Elazar apparently holds his shita by shtar mamon as well. That if you have a shtar with Eidei Mesira, no Eidei Chasima, it works for Mecher Matana as well. There is a big shiloh, what halacha is. The Gemara clearly holds halachas like Rav Elazar begin. The question is, what about Shar Shtaros? So on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, we have a long string of Amoron who weigh in on this issue. And we find that Shmuel holds halacha k'Rav Elazar after Shar Shtaros. Rav holds halachic Rav Lazar dafka begitten, and the mashmos of a number of other Rachmanim also is that it's dafka begitten. Nevertheless, Tosfos and others paskin that the halach is like Rav Lazar b'shar shtaris as well. It's not clear what the Rif held, but the Ramban says and claims that it's the das of Rove of the Kadmonim that the halach is like Rav Lazar only begitten. And we have other deos that weigh in on this issue. That's one department. Second Shaila, and this is even more tumult, is what did Rav Elazar exactly hold? We know, as we mentioned, that he held a shtar without Eidei Chasima with Eidei Mesira is good. But do you have to have Eidei Mesira, or is it only an option? Is it dafka Eidei Mesira Koreis, or is it af Eidei Mesira Koreis? And the Shitas HaRif, the Rambam and the Ramban, is that, and others, is that it's af Eidei Mesira Koreis. That a shtar Eidei Chasima is also good, you have a choice. He agrees with Rav Meir that if you had a shtar Eidei Chasima without Eidei Mesira, it's kosher. But he says also the opposite is true. If you have Eidei Mesira, it's also kosher. Either one is an option. You have Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Baal Amor and Rashi and Tosus. They hold dafka Eidei Mesira karta. A shtar Eidei Chasima without Eidei Mesira is puzzle. You must have Eidei Mesira. There is really a sort of like a third day, which is the Ran. The Ran kind of is Poseach HaShnei HaSeifim. The Ran holds that in Lomdus, Dafka Eidei Mesira Karti, but in Metzias, Eidei Chasima also works. Because Eidei Chasima creates Eidei Mesira. Within the Ran, there is a huge debate amongst the Rosh Yeshivas. I don't know how far back in history it goes, but certainly amongst the Rosh Yeshivas, what did the Ran mean? How did the Eidei Chasima create Eidei Mesira? Is it through an Anan Sadi or an Umdana? Or is Eidei Chasima themselves function as Eidei Mesira? This is also a debate. Our discussion is mostly going to focus on the Ramban's view and on Tosfos, Rashi. Not so much on the Ran, but obviously the Ran is part of the background information in the Sukkah. So the Ramban in the Milchamas, it's also in the repeated in the Sefer Sfus, the Ramban levels an attack against the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim, Balmar, Tosfos, and Rashi. Those Rishonim hold Dafka Eidei Mesira Karti and nothing else. Only Eidei Mesira could be correct. The question is as follows. As we mentioned, there is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel and Daf Pei Baba Mebeis, in which Shmuel says halachic Rav Lazar be kol hashtaros gitten ba'af b'shar hashtaros, and Rav says daf could be gitten. It's not really clear the Gemara and Pei Baba why Rav says this daf could be gitten, but the Ramban learns, and he seems to attach this to the Gemara Daf Chabbeis that discusses the idea of Laman Yamdu Yamim Rabin. That the Gemara Chabbeis suggests that there's a drasha when it comes to Shtar Mamon and Pasuk in Yirmiyah that Shtar Mamon has to have longevity. It has to be able to last for a long time. A Shtar with Eidei Mesira, without Eidei Chasima, does not last a long time because as years go by, who says you could find the Eidei Mesira? Who says they remember? Maybe that's not an issue, but at the very least there is an issue, they could disappear. Whereas Eidei Chasima lasts a long time. And there is a day in the Gemara that this is a requirement in the Shtar. So the Ramban says that's the Chor Rav's opinion. Rav holds, otherwise how does he get to make a chilik between Gen and Mama? So Rav holds that you have a requirement of Laman Yamdu Yamim Rabin. So he says as follows. If you learn like me, says the Ramban, that either Eidei Mesira is Koreis or Eidei Chasima is Koreis, so then you could say by get you have a choice. When it comes to Shtar Mamon, the Torah is Makbid Dafke Eidei Chasima L'man Yom Yomim Rabin. But if you hold that Eidei Chasima don't have the ability to be Koris, only Eidei Mesir could be Koris, so what happens? L'man Yom Ramam, what happens? Yesh Me'ayin? So L'man Yom Ramam Yesh Kaya. So where in the world do they get the Krisa? So they're starting. Eidei Chasima can't be Koris. Why should they all of a sudden be able to be Koris by Mama just because you want it to last a long time? You could restrict a Shtar Mama, but you can't give powers that don't exist. I should mention, because this comes up in various permutations, if somehow the Pasuk L'man Yom Ramam is Mechadesh, a new form of Krisus, the Eidei Chasima could be Koris, so then you should learn from there to get also. So the Eidei Chasima could be, that's nothing to do with L'man Yom Ramam Rabbim. So if there's a new form of Krisus, then it should apply to Get. Where do you get this idea that there's something which is not Koris by Get, and just because Star has it for some new din, magically all of a sudden you have creases. You want to restrict Shtar Mammon, okay, but how do you have it? The Ramban himself says this is a very powerful kasha. Seems like a pretty powerful kasha. The question is, how would we defend Tosis? Now, I don't know if the Rishiva's point was really to defend Tosis as much as it was to set up the Ramban. And therefore, the fact that you might come up with other defenses of Tosis doesn't really matter that much. Nevertheless, the Rosh Yeshiva did mention the Torah's Gittin. The Torah's Gittin is not really written in order to defend Tosis and the Ramban. He's answering a separate question, but Memela, it answers the Ramban's question. Tosis and the Abdalad Amar Aleph. So Tosis, the Gemara in Daf Amud says the Kaima and Halacha Karvalaza begin. So Tosis begins with a number saying that it's not Dafka begin. Since we're talking about Gittin, that's the Lashon we use. But Halacha's Kamosa Bashar Shtaris as well, and he brings several different proofs. After he concludes his proofs, he continues with the following comment: Uficha, therefore, Sarith Lizarish Uedei Mesira Bishas Nesinas Haget, Inu Karti. You have to be careful to make sure you have Eidei Mesira at the time of the Get, because they're the ones who do the Krisos. So it's Lachara very problematic. What's the Lachicha? What's the connection? The whole discussion is, do we pass them like Rabbi Loza by Shtari Mama? But let's din the less dying, there is no question that we pass them like Rabbi Loza by Gittin. And Rabbi Loza, if you hold Rabbi Loza, says Dafke Eidei Mesira Karti, of course you need Eidei Mesira by a Get. So what Lefichah sounds like it's connected to what we said before. Since we pass on like Rolozer Bashar Shtaros, there we have to have Eidei Mesira by a Get. You have to have Eidei Mesira by a Get anyway. We pass like Rolozer Begitin. So the Torah's Gittin says the Machlokas, the Rif and Tosis, or the Rif and others, is really the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav, who says halachic Rabbi Lazar, dafka begin, holds that Rabbi Lazar holds afe de nesira karti. And therefore, by shar shtarobs, it's possible to require dafka yichasim. If that's the case, you don't really need any mesira by a get. You have an option. You have yichasim, you don't need any mesira. But Shmuel, who says halachic Rabbi Lazar, by shar shtarobs, no difference in the shar shtarobs, he's the one who's going to hold Dafke de Mesira Karti. And we're going to bring the various riots to that effect. And therefore, you need Eidei Mesira by a Get. So that's the Lefichah. It comes out, though, according to him, Ramban's question, Memela's answer. Ramban asked the question, how could you hold Eidei Chasima by Shar Shtaros? Unless you hold Dafke de Mesira Karti, he answers, you're right. Yashikai, that's right. But we pass him like Shmuel. Or at least Tosis passes like Shmuel. So you're right. No question, you're right. And that's Taka Rav does hold Afei de Mesira Karti. But Shmuel holds Afei de Mesira Karti. Although we're not, we generally don't like to start up with people of the stature of the Torah's Gittin, just to be ma'orer, derech ha'ara be'alma, that it does seem like quite a Dochek Pshat, there is no hint or indication in the Gemara that there's any machlokas Pshat and Rabbi Lazar by Gittin. There's a Shaila. Halacha Rabbi Lazar by Gittin v'lo b'shar shtaros. Halacha Rabbi Lazar by Gittin v'lo b'shar shtaros. But we're not arguing about what's halacha by Gittin. According to the Torah's Gittin, it comes out that there's a machlokas halacha l'maisa between Rav and Shmuel by Get. Is it Get related chasima without any mesira kasher? So where's the Gemara Meramis to that? Where's the Gemara say that? You're coming up with a new halacha. You want to tell me that Rav and Shmuel have a different havan than Rabbi Lozen and has an afkamina by Shar Shtaros? Okay, that would be conceivable. You want to tell me what Man Yam do and they have a difference by Shar Shtaros? Vada good. But where in that there do you get the idea that they're arguing about the halacha by Get? Yeah, Masha, yeah. We certainly would understand, even if you want to tell me that this is an acceptable mahalach, we could certainly understand why Ramban did not accept it. Ramban holds of these problems. You can't say such a thing. If Rav holds up, Afed Yisrael Kaita, Shmuel also holds Afed Yisrael Kaita, there's no machlokas, Pshat and Rabbi Lozer by Gid. You want to be matzlik on behalf of Tosis, I don't like that, says the Ramban. Ramban is still very, very much in the clear and can proceed with business as usual. However, there's another way of answering the Ramban's question that creates more difficulties for the Ramban. And for that, we need to go through the rest of the steps of Tosis. Tosis says, "L'fichach tzarich lizor sheyudei the mesira b'shas nesinas haget the inu karti." They are the ones that are kores. The lavei mesein megureshes. Even though you have edi chasima, lamahane edi chasima, except to be a raya laherzman. And he goes on to bring a raya to his shita that dafke edi mesira karti. From a Gemara Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, the Mishnah over there says that if you have two people with the same name, whose wives have the same name, and they each wrote a get, and as he points out, the get has to be Mishulish, right? Yosef ben Shimon ben Reuven, Yosef ben Shimon ben Levi, and they both sent the get with the same Shliach. That's what you call asking for trouble. So shock of all shocks, the shliach doesn't know which get is which. And we don't either. We don't know the grandfather's name. So we can't identify which get is which. So what are you supposed to do? So the Mishnah says, take both of the gittin and give it to one lady. She'll give it back. And then take both of the gittin and give it to the other lady. So now we know, Mimanashav, each lady got the right get. So the Gemara has it sad to say, Lema masnisin de lo karabalazar. Because the Gemara had it sad to say, according to Rabbi Lazar, that Edei Mesira are kores, Edei Mesira have to know which star is which. So even though the Edei Mesira know that she's divorced, because one of the two stars is correct, but they don't know with which piece of paper, with which document, that's a problem. The Gemara calls it a problem in Lishma. Gemara's maskan is, it's not true, there's no only tzivas in Lishma, not nesin in Lishma. But Gemara had it said, Lema masnisin v'lo karabalazim. Says Tosis, if according to Ram Meir, you're good, right? Because Edei Chasima karti. And Edei Chasima didn't know which star they're signing on. And it is Muchach Mitocho, because it really does have the grandfather's name. So Edei Chasima are good. If Rabbi Lazar held that you have an option, Edei Mesira is Kores, but Edei Chasima is also Kores. Says Tosfos, if Edei Mesira Chasima could be Kores, so why can't the star be Kosher according to Rabbi Lazar also? Granted, the Edei Mesira don't know which is which in their puzzle. Dal Edei Mesira Mahacha, we still have Edei Chasima. So based on this raya as well as other indications, Tosis says it's Tafka Edei Mesira Karti, and therefore you need Edei Mesira by Mesira again. Along come, of course, the Torah's Gittin would say this sugya is a leave of the Shmuel, not a leave of the Rav. But for not either way, but that's Tosis' right. Along comes Tosis quoting the Rabbeinu Tam, next step. says Rabbeinu Tam was rugged lomar da filu rameir by edim b'shas nesinus haget the ein davar shever ba pachas mishnayim ein davar shever ba mishnayim is we in the yeshivish world have invented a term for that. It's called ede lekiyum hadav. That in order for the kinyan to be chal, you need edim. This has nothing to do with the shtar. If a man is mekadesh a woman with a ring, it's not a good kedushin unless they're edim. So today we've turned that into a kibud, you know, kavod. You call it the edim. It gives a few extra kibudim to give under the chuppah. It really is, because you have to at least be kosher to be an edim. You don't have to be kosher in the stomach to say a bracha. But the Eidim, you have to have Eidim. Without Eidim, the Kedushin is not Chal. You don't need Eidim to make the ring into a ring. There's no creases involved. By a shtar, there's a lumdus of Eidim Chasima Karti, Eidim Mesira Karti. What Eidim make the shtar into a shtar? Because a shtar is a document. The document is the announcement. It is the proclamation of witnesses. A ring is a ring. But in order for the kinyan to be chal, you need edim. So there are shnei dinim. Edim lekrisus and edim lekiyum hadavar, says Tosfos. According to Rabbi Lazar, the edim mesira fulfill two functions. They're edim krisus, edim kiyum hadavar. According to Rabbi Meir, granted, edim chasima make the krisus, but you still need edim mesira for one function, which is the edim lekiyum hadavar. So I'll ask you a question. I, the Edim Mesira, don't know which star is which. So back on Pei Vav, how come the Gemara said that it was kosher according to Rameir? So they have to say, they say this over in the name of Reb Chaim, of course, Mamish, Menei Abed, Shatan Tosis, that Edim, Lekiyum Hadavar, don't need to know which star is which. The Ede Krisus, who are part of the construction of the star, who are part of the mechanism of the star, and they're making the star into a star, so the star needs Lishma, they need Lishma, so they have to know which star is which. But Eidei Kiyum have nothing to do with the star, they are simply the enactment of the Chalos Kinyan. As long as they know and they could be made, if there was a Kinyan, that's good enough. You have to say so. So that's what comes out according to Tosfos. Then Tosfos proceeds to discuss Shtar and Mamon. And initially, Tosfos says by Shtar and Mamon that you also need Eidei Mesira. After all, halachic Rabbi Lazar, af b'shar shtaros. That would seem to be the more simple approach. If you need Eidei Mesira to make a shtar get into a get, you need Eidei Mesira to make a shtar maton into a shtar. And Tosfos is mitzadeh to say, and he says also a similar thing in Daf Yud Amud Beis, that perhaps Shtar Mamon does not need real live Eidei Mesira. And let me read the words of Tosfos. Miu yesh lechalek de le'inyin mamon de mahanya hodos baldin kimei Eidei. When it comes to money where hodos baldin helps like 100 witnesses, sagi Eidei chasima b'mokom hodos baldin. It's enough to have Eidei chasima in a place where you have hodos baldin. Al v'kedushin v'gershin lo mahanya hodos baldin mishum de mechai lachem. So what does Tosfos mean? Bit cryptic. What is a very common view in Tosfos, I think we could line up at least probably three sources. The Nesivos in Mem Beis, the Divrei Yecheskel in Siman Lamed Gimel, and the Tumim. These three sources seem to learn that what Tosfos is saying is that avada you need Eidei Mesira Karti and dafke Eidei Mesira Karti. But I have a new form of Eidei Mesira, Hodos Baldin. Since Hodos Baldin is Kamei Eidim, if two Eidim could be chorus, 100 Eidim for sure could be chorus. So Hodos Baldin does the Krisus. What did Tosfos hold in his first side, apparently, that Hodos Baldin cannot do Krisus? And there are many different potential reasons you could say. I have a list of five, which I'm not going through. I'm sure you're welcome to add to the list. But that's the shaila. Maybe there's something about Hodos Baldin that does not enable it to do krisus. But the second teretz of Tosfos is that Samir Yesh HaChalik is saying, listen, Hodos Baldin can do the krisis. If Hodos Baldin does the krisis, why does he say Sagi the Ede Chasima? It's clear from Tosfos that you need to have Ede Chasima. So the simplest approach would be that of the Nesivos. The Nesivos says, if you don't have Ede Chasima, the whole thing is a big joke. There's a halacha in Hilchos Hodos Baldin. If Reuven is Tovei, Shimon says, you owe me $10,000, and Shimon says, you're right, I admit, I owe you $10,000, but he doesn't say it in front of witnesses, it doesn't mean anything. And if there are witnesses hiding behind the gate, and they see him say this, but he didn't know that they were there, it still doesn't help. Because he could say, Meshata Nibach, I was just fooling around. Yeah, you tell me, I owe you $10,000, right, I owe you $10,000, and I'll buy the Brooklyn Bridge, what else do you want? So I gave you a piece of paper, no witnesses, not written in my handwriting, proves nothing. It's a joke. So yeah, right here, have a shtar. I don't mean anything by it. But if you had any chasima, that's a dangerous joke. So then, he must have meant it seriously. The Dibbe Yecheskel seems to say a lumdish svara that since, if you don't admit to this, it's useless, the shtar, so it comes out, there's no value added. With this piece of paper, without this piece of paper, it's the same thing. So that doesn't have a din of shtar. That is a din of alpeh. If the piece of paper doesn't add anything to your hodah, you can be mother without the piece of paper. If you're going to deny it, the piece of paper won't help you. So if that's the case, that's called alpeh, that's not called shtar. The Tumim don't ask me what he says. I think I made it an optional, Marimako. But he sounds to be someplace in between. You have to have some kind of din shtar, otherwise it's mishat, otherwise it's not a shtar. It's called, I don't know what he's saying. But he also has a similar structure. The Tumim also seems to say there's a technical reasons why you need to have Edei Chasima. But what's doing the heavy lifting? What's doing the work? What's doing the work is the Hodas Baldin. Great, I'll just be ma'or, I think we'll come back to this a little bit later. I mentioned this in the black share that the Lushan, Sagi, Edei Chasima, Mokam Hodas Baldin is a little bit awkward. It makes it he should have said Sagi Vados Baldin Bamakam Ede Chasim. Sagi Ede Chasim Vados Baldin makes it seem as if Ede Chasim are doing the job. That's not really true. But they apparently were satisfied reading Tosfos this way. It's not the end of the world. I've certainly read Tosfos in worse fashions than that myself. But that is the sheet of these Gedola Yisrael. So now let's follow through. If that's the case, said Rosh Hashanah, we could easily dispel the Ramban's question. Ramban has a question, how is it possible to say that there's a difference between Get and Shar Doros if Edim is the only power that could be Kores? So how Gluman Yamdo all of a sudden invents a new power of Krisus? So man says, Havada, you're right. Gluman Yamdo does not invent a new power of Krisus. But it does make a requirement for Ede Chasima. Because you need the shtar to last a long time. And the shtar is only going to last a long time if you have Ede Chasima. So it comes out that we have the equivalent of Rameir. Not Rameir's lumdus. Rameir holds Ede Chasima Karti. I say Ede Mesira Karti. But guess what? If you have a shtar that has Ede Mesira without Ede Chasima, it's going to be puzzled, just like Rameir. Not for his reason. He says, because there's no krisis. I say, because there's no l'man yamdu yamim rabim. And if you have a shtar that has Ede Chasima, it's kosher without Ede Mesira. Rameir says, because Ede Chasima karti. I say, because Hodos Baldin is karti. So let the Hodos Baldin do the krisis, let Ede Chasima do l'man yamdu, and we're in business. So maybe the reason why Rab doesn't pass in the Kabbalah of Bishar Shtoros is because he holds a Laman Yandu, and therefore you have the functional equivalent of Rameir, not his mumdis, not his reasons, but his din. Very pashut the teretz. So you'll say, but this whole teretz is based on the idea that Hodos Baldin can make krisus. But we saw that it's not so pashut that Hodos Baldin can make krisus. Pashut or not, the Ramban holds that way. The Ramban himself holds that way. Because the Ramban and addressing the kasha of the Baal Hamar, who Derech Agav, he accuses of not knowing how to be Mefarish Sugya, the Baal Hamar asks from the Gemara in Tshuva, sounds like a pretty good kasha to me. The Amar asks for the Gemara in Tzuvas, when you have two shtaris or yotzim b'yom echad. So the Gemara says that Rav says yachloku and Shmuel says shuda. Rav says you split it. Shuda says you give it to whoever you think the guy really meant to give the matana to. Now that is, the Gemara says that's totally on the shayla Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. So, the Baal Hamar asked, if you say, af edei chasim akarti, even if you hold like Rav Elazar, they the chasim are still kares. So who says there were edei mesira? And the Havana behind it, as the Ramban sort of explains, is that if there were no edei mesira and only edei chasima, and edei chasima make the krisis if there are two shtaros, and it doesn't say hours and time in the shtar, then they're both chal simultaneously at the end of the day, because it's not mochiach mitoko or anything other than that. So that means if the two shtars are chal simultaneously, each one is entitled to half. Not misafik, that's midin vada. They're kone the field together. But if there were edei mesira, whoever gave the shtar first was kone, then it's passed to say shudah the dining. But says the Bama, who says there were edei mesira? So what's Ramban answer in his first answer? There had to be Edei Mesira, because Hodos Baldin is the Edei Mesira. Mesira Sashtar Kamei Edim Dami. And the Mesira Sashtar Kamei Edim Dami is Kores. So you, Ramban, you yourself agree that Hodos Baldin could be Kores. So what's your problem? Why can't Rav hold Kiramer B'Shar Shtaros? So Shiva said, L'chor, what you have to say is, that's not the Mashmalas HaSugyas. The Gemara says halacha k'Rav Elazar begitten, but not b'shar shtaros means like shar shtaros. We don't hold like Rav Elazar, not his lumdus, not his halacha. And you could reinforce that from the Gemara in Ksuvas, because the Gemara in Ksuvas says lema Rav the Amar k'Rav Meir the Amar edei chasima karti. The Gemara gives the reason edei chasima karti. Then the Gemara tried to be matched, give a different shot in Rav, and then the Gemara said, "Umimatzis mukis lay the Rav to Rav Elazar, Hamar Rav Yudam a Rav, Alok Rav Elazar begitten, Kamrini Shmuras Haf Bishtaros, Mechal the Rav Sar Bishtaros Lo, El Machvarta Rav to Rav Meir." So the Gemara's mashma, we're going back to the original understanding of Rav, Machvarta Rav to Rav Meir, the Edei Chasima Karti. So the Gemara is really mashma that Rav's lumdus is because Edei Chasima is Kores. So if that's the case, the Ramban has the right to ask a question. However, and this is where we blow up the sugya. Following assembly line reasoning, let's analyze it a bit further. So we can prove from the Gemara that Rav holds like Ramban. And therefore, it's a raya that af Edei Chasima karti. And if Eid Mesir Karti, Eid Chasim is also Kari, Salaman Yamdu could restrict us to the din of Eid Chasim Adavka. But I have a kasha on Rav. So I don't have a kasha on the Ramban. According to the Ramban, I have a kasha on Rav. Where did Rav get this from? Where did Rav come up with this strange, unsubstantiated conclusion that by Shtar Shtaros, Eide Chasima is Kores? Only Eide Chasima. What's wrong with Eide Mesira? What do you mean? You need Leman Yamdu Yamim Rabim. Okay. So you'll have Eide Chasima for Leman Yamdu Yamim Rabim. Same structure that we were suggesting in Tosis. You have Eide Chasima for Leman Yamdu Yamim Rabim, and you have Eide Mesira for Krisus. What's your problem? Big nafkamina. Because if you were to say Eide Chasima is Kares, the halach would be Yachloku. But if Eide Mesira is Kares, the halach would be Shuda. So what made Rav reach such a conclusion? Here I am, happily learning the sugya. I hold, okay, I'll grant you, Ramban. I hold either Eide Mesira could be Kares or Eide Chasima could be Kares by a get. I walk into the sugya of Shaar Shtaros and I find a pasuk that says, Laman Yamdu Yamim Rabin. That means you need Eid Chasima. What changed in the sugya of Krisa? So let the Eid Mysterium make the Krisas, Eid Chasima make the Krisas. And you need Eid Chasima for a different reason also. To do more than one thing, so let Eid Chasima also fulfill the din of Laman Yamdu. I have a long term right. But Eid Mysterium could still be Kores. Al Karkach Muzmer Zilgin said to Rosh Hashiva, a Chiddush Gadol Benifla, a Yesod in the Havana of the whole Sugya of Eidim Asira, of Krisos. If you need Eich Hasima to fulfill the din of the Man Yamdu Yamim Rabin, Eidim Asira can no longer be Karez. Ma in Yishmita Eitzahar Sinai? Because the Havana of Krisos is that Eidim are embodied and project themselves into a shtar. This is my instrument. A shtar is the instrument of Eidim. If Eidim cannot turn this instrument into an instrument, then it's not their instrument. They need help. So Krisus means either you do the job or get out of here. If you can't do the job by yourself, then you can't do the job at all. So it comes out, the code word Rabosai, Avad, in theory, Eidei Mesira could be Kores. And by Gedei Taka will be Kores, because there is no din of Laman Yamdu. But once we're Mechadish a din of Laman Yamdu, it depletes the Koach of the Eidei Mesira. And now, only Eidei Chasima could be Kores. So Rav ends up holding that Rav Meir with the longest era, not the background of Rav Meir. Rav Meir happens to hold Eich Hasima's Krisus, but Chal is the only thing that could be Krisus. Rav would have been happy to say that in Mesir are Krisus, and granted, if I get they are Krisus. But by Shaar Shtaros, I end up in Rav Meir's camp, that Eich Hasima Dafka is Karti. Because once you need Eich Hasima, albeit for a different reason, it depletes, demolishes, destroys the ability of Eidei Mesira to be Kores. Because if you, Krisus is a self-contained entity. This is my instrument. I'm projecting myself. It's an embodiment of my Eidus. Yeah, really? You do the best you can, it's still not a shtar. Eidei Chasima, on the other hand, they could be Kores. Because they give the shtar everything that it needs. Now, at this point we could start to get a little bit excited about Rashi and Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the last year, because now we've opened the door that, hey, listen, even though the only reason you need Chasima Kari Rabbi Lazarus for a Raya to Ganolam, maybe it depletes the Koach of the Eidei Mesira from Big Kores. And therefore, the Eich Hasima have to be Kores. However, we're not out of the woods yet. First of all, this is the Ramban. And Lechor Rashi and Tosfos argue with the Ramban, so maybe they argue at this point. We don't know. We will know after a while, but right now we don't know. Secondly, you could deplete as much as you want, but where'd you get the Koach of Krisus? If Rabbi Lazar holds Eich Hasima are not Kores, inherently, according to Tosfos Shita, the Ramban holds, they're both Kores. So if Eidei Chasima deplete the Eidei Mesira, it comes out that Eidei Chasima do the Krisus. But in Tosfos world, if Eidei Chasima depletes the Eidei Mesira, then nobody does the Krisus. So how do you get that? So we're still in trouble. However, we've opened the door to the Sugya Sashas, which had possibly many, many ramifications. We're only going to discuss some of them now. There's like about 5 or 6 Shurim in the Birchas David if you really want to get into this. But the segment number 2. There is a Peladika Kitzos, Simen Membezos Aleph. Now the Kitzos is weighing in, also this is a huge Machlokas Achronim. We talked about huge Machlokas Rishonim. We have a huge Machlokas Achronim And the following scenario, if you have a paper which is Yochali's Dayek, Ksav Yochali's Dayek, and it's signed by Edei Chasima, and it's a Shtar Kinyan, and it's given over without Edei Mesira. Lidi Dan, what would be the halacha? According to Rav Meir, for sure it's possible. But Lidi Dan, that we say Edei Mesira Karki, what would be the halacha? So let me see if I get all the names right. The Sma says that it's kosher. Bach says that it's pasul. The Shach says that it's kosher, and the Ketzos is coming to say that it's pasul. And the Ketzos brings his various rayas that the only time we're mastered is when you have Edei Chasima. And eventually he gets the Ar Tosis and Daf Dalet and Tosis and Daf Yud that seem to indicate that you have to have Edei Chasima. So I've proven through Bikias the fact. But now the question is Hesber. What does Tosis mean? Why do you get that Edei Chasima? So Umavur Lehedya, says the Ketzos. We're going to do selected readings from the Ketzos. If I wanted to take up a lot of time, I could have read the whole Ketzos from the beginning to the end. But I have enough material to keep you busy without that. So I'm going to we're going to do selected readings. But if anybody thinks they can make trouble from any other part of the Ketzos, you're certainly invited to do so. It's open season. So the Ketzos says, "Mavur lahedya delo shayach hodas nosein ki im be'edei chasima." The Ketzos says it's clear that this halacha that hodas baldin can make the shtar into a shtar is only applicable when there's edei chasima. V'hainu mishum, the gam Rabbi Lozer Moda, listen to these words, the nigmar hadavar be'edei chasima. Rabbi Lozer also agrees that the davar is nigmar be'edei chasima. Sounds like he's saying edei chasima are chorus. V'ha de'matzot v'gitnu v'kedushin edei mesira, hainu mishum de'en davar shara pachas v'shayin. That's for a different reason. Ein davar shakas mishnayim, which is ein lekiyam adam. Eide krisus, Eide chasima could do it. Eide lekiyam adam is why you need Eide mesira. And now he brings a alleged raya from Rashi. Kamosa shakasa Rashi per chain the gittin da pabez on the base. Hebrew master loza he bezel the shona. The amar chasima saget ein min haTorah below. Sagi the mesve below Edei Mesira. That's Rashi also holds the sheet you must have Edei Mesira. The inu hudav the krisus. They're the ones who make the krisus. We'll ignore that for now. The al karchach beinan Edin ki yalpinu kamanda tzadi davar davar mimamon. What's davar davar mimamon? That's Edei Mekima davar. The hilchach lachashinan dilma mizayfa darminan tzarkalipiyate. So umushim hachi gabi kinyan mecha matana de sagi veino le veino. We don't need Edei Lekim HaDavar mishim hodas no sein. Because hodas baldin is the Edei Lekim HaDavar. This is the Ketzos Hashita in several places. Well, ibri sadi ala shakri. Begam le rabbi loza sadi vei chasim. Aval hecha de lek Edei Chasima. Oshem sulim shiach li zayev le shayach hodas no sein. Because the Hadas no saying, he the modish and no star and the Hadas no saying fulfills the requirement of Kiyum, but there's no Krisus. But thus, etc. No? Then he goes on a little bit later, just in case you have any doubts as to what he means. Avol gittin kedushin lo shayach hadas nosein tzarech edei mesir rabbi lozer mishum de'ein davar she'be'erev apachus mishnayim de'afal gav the star havi v'edei chasima, even though the star is a good star with edei chasima alone mikomakom kesef obia dehavi nami kinyin apil hachitzor davke edin kesef and bia, you don't need edin lashriye kesef or edin lashriye bia, but yet you still need edin lekiyam adavar. So here too you need Edei Mekima Davar. Well, Mama, the Sagi, they know, you don't need Edei Mekima Davar because of those Baldwin words. So the way the Divi Yecheskel understood this Ketzos, certainly can't blame him, was that the Ketzos is saying, the Ketzos is a great peacemaker. We thought there was this vicious machlokas between the Rif and all his friends and Tosfos. No, Tosfos agrees with the Rif. Afe de Mesira Karti. El Chasim could also be correct. The only thing is, you need Eidim Lekim HaDomer. So by getting a Kiddushin, you need Eidim Mesir because you need Eidim Lekim HaDomer. Avad Eidim Chasim makes the star into a star, but you need Eidim Lekim HaDomer. By Mammon, you'll need Eidim Lekim HaDomer because you have a Dos Baldin. So Eidim Chasim makes the star into a star. Beautiful pshat. So Divi Yecheskel says it's Mamish Apela Atzuma Ad Ma'od. It doesn't make a word of sense. So it doesn't know how to read a Tosfos. It comes out, according to this Ketzos, we just converted Rav Elazar to Rav Meir, for all intents and purposes. Eidei Chasima makes the star into a star, and you need Eidei Mesira for Kiyum. Isn't that what the Rabbeinu Tam said was Rav Meir Shita? Rav Meir holds, Eidei Chasima makes the star into a star, you need Eidei Mesira for Kiyum. So what happens if you have two stars mixed up? Does it work or not? So he said, Avad it works. Why? Because the Eidei Kiyum don't have to know which star is which. Only the Eidei Krisus have to know which star is which. The Eidei Chasim are correct. So we said, yeah, but Rabbi Lozer holds Eidei Mesira Karti. So I'll turn Tosfos right back on himself. What kind of right do you have? Dal, Eidei Mesira Mahafi, the Eidei Chasim are correct. Yeah, but you need Eidei Mesira for Kiyum. So does Rabbi Meir require Eidei Mesira for Kiyum according to Rabbi Natan? But the Eidei Kiyum don't need to know which star is which. So it comes out that he undermined his very own writer. We're going to tell me that the Emilia Shechalik is being chosen from everything that Tosa said before? Don't even try. Cannot read a Tosa that way. It's a Pela Atzuma on the Ketzos. The Yecheskel goes one step further. Not only is it a Pela Atzuma on the Ketzos that he didn't know how to read Tosas, it's a Pela Atzuma on the Ketzos that he didn't know how to read Rashi either. Because he brings a writer to his Yisod from Rashi, and that Chabez that says, Dabra Dabra Mimamun, that proves that the reason why you need Eidei Mesira is what? Kiyum HaDabar. He says, but you skipped the first line of Rashi. Lo Sagi Le Mimsra Belo Eidei Mesira, the Inu Hu Da Abdi Krisus. That's not Eidei Kiyum HaDabar. The truth is, it ain't such a great reading of Tosfos either. Tosfos says, "Olfichach tzareh lizareh shu eidei mesira b'shas nesinis haget the inhu karti." But Rashi is mefurish. Lo sagi le mimsra below eidei mesira the inhu hu da'av decreases. What are you talking about, Ketzos? Did Hasima make the creases and the mesira just for kiyum? You'll ask me. So what did Rashi mean when he said, "Davar davar mi mama"? Says the Divya Cheska, Rashi is taking care of a side point. How many Eidim do you need to have in the get? Who told you need two Eidim? Maybe one Eidim. So says Rashi, a star requires the amount of Eidim that the halach in the star requires. If there was no din of Dabra Dabra and Mammon, and Arias had the same din as Eidecha Nevim and Bisurim like other Bisurim in the Torah, then again, we only require one witness. Since if we learn Dabra Dabra Mammon, you need two witnesses, so then the Shtar also has to have two witnesses. But it has nothing to do with the Machlokas of Elazar and Rameh. So the Rishiva said, keep doing this. One second. Rav Shiva said that the Divya Cheskel's reading is not so great either in Rashi. Because, first of all, he's chopping Rashi in half, as if there were a period in the middle of Rashi. Rashi is the al-karp of being an Eidim, and he says, no. In a period. New Rashi. What are you connected to? You're speaking an unasked question there. You know, but it's a new read. It's a new sentence in Rashi. Amashma. Secondly, why did Rashi suddenly wake up now? You know, up to that chabez. Oh, by the way, just in case anybody's wondering, why do you need two edim on a get? We're discussing the sheet of Rabbi Lozer. Edim Mesir Kardi. There's no need for Rabbi Lozer. If it was one edim on a get, you also have the machlokas. Eid Mesir Kores or Eid Chasima Kores. So it's also pretty mundane why Rashi would be talking about it here. The third thing, which you know is debatable, but just for the fun of it, there is a famous Reb Chaim. You shouldn't think that there should have been any Reb Chaims. There's a famous Reb Chaim that declares about a shtar, and he says not like the Sivri Yecheska. He says that a shtar requires two edim regardless of what the subject of the shtar is. The shaila would be a shtar with an eid echad can be mechayev yushvuah. Eid echad could be mechayev yushvuah. What about a shtar with an eid echad? So Reb Chaim says no, because without two edim it's not a shtar. So according to Reb Chaim, you couldn't learn Rashi the Divrei Cheskas way. So I guess, you know, maybe it's not like Reb Chaim. Not so pashut. However, that doesn't take away from the Divrei Cheskas point. It does say, in who thou decreases. So Rashi seems to be sosa himself. What's going on? So Rav Shiva suggested a different way of reading the Ketzos. Now it is true that the Ketzos to some degree is trying to bring Tosis and the Rif closer together, but it's not a total peace treaty. Tosis is not exactly like the Rif. And Rav Meir is not exactly like Rav Elazar. What the Ketzos is suggesting is that ain't a chanami. Tosfos holds that inherently either Eidei Mesirah could be Kores or Eidei Chasima could be Kores. It's one or the other. However, he holds a depletion. The Svara of the Ramban, which Ramban says in the Rif Shita, I'm going to hold up too. And I'm going to take it one step further than you took it. Not like we originally thought, Ramban is Mechadish depletion, but Tosis doesn't hold of it. Tosis holds of it more than the Ramban does. Not less, but more. What does the Ramban say? Ramban says, since there's a din of Laman Yamdu Yamim Rabin, and you need to have Eidei Chasimah to be machshir the get, the shtar rather, so Eidei Mesirah can no longer be kores. However, Hodos Baldin could be kores. I should have mentioned this before. What do you mean? Hodos Baldin, at least according to most Achronim, there's no Hodos Baldin unless you have Eidei Chasimah. But Hodos Baldin is not depleted. Hodos Baldin does not have a problem with doing krisos, because you don't need Eidei Chasima to help the Hodas Baldin. It's just that if you didn't have Eidei Chasima, there wouldn't be Hodas Baldin. It's like a background. It's a prop. It's not being used. It's setting the stage so that now we have a Hodah. But if you really do have a Hodah, or Hodah in the Shtar, or Hodah, whatever it is that you're learning, Hodah works by itself. But Laman Yamdu, that depletes the Eidei Mesirah. And therefore, Eidei Chasima is Kores according to Rabbi. You don't have a din of Laman Yamdu, like Shmuel, then Hodos Baldin can make the krisos. Says Tosis, alright, I agree with you, or at least in my second shot I agree with you, that Hodos Baldin, in theory, could make krisos. It's not depleted. Oh, I'm not sure about that. Let's take that back a moment. We don't know what he holds about that. But if you were to say that Hodos Baldin makes krisos, it wouldn't be depleted by Eidei Chasima. But I got news for you. Eidei Chasima are depleted. Because Eidei Chasima cannot make this star into a star by themselves. You need Eidei L'Kiyum HaDavar. When the Ketzos says that Nigmar HaDavar Eidei Chasima, that's before depletion. Inherently, Eidei Chasima could be Gomer HaDavar and make a star into a star. But even if they were successful in making the star into a star, you'd be no better than Kesef, you'd be no better than Bia. Kesef is Kesef and Bia is Bia, and yet you still need Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar. So now that you need Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar, that depletes the koch of the Eidei Chasima. So it's Dafke Eidei Chasima Karti, not because I have some philosophical objection to Eidei Chasima being Koretz. Eidei Chasima can't be Koretz because you need Eidei Mesira, and Eidei Mesira depletes the Eidei Chasima. So the Ramban turns to Tosfos and says, Rebbeinu Damakul, Eidei Chasima are depleted by the Eidei Mesira. Eidei Mesira have nothing to do with the star. L'man Yamdu, that's depletion. Because the star is puzzle unless you have L'man Yamdu. So I need another set of Eidim to make the star into a star. So it's not my instrument. It's not your star. You know Grace Knacker, you can't make the star into a star. You need other Eidim to help you. But here, I can make the star into a star. I need him to help me in the chalos. Kesef also needs Eidim. So how does that deplete the Eidei Chasima? That would be the Ramban's position. Comes Tosfos and says, there's a big difference. If Kesef is not Kona, it's still Kesef. A ring is a ring, whether you marry the girl with it or not. If you say, Hareyat mikudeshes libe tabaz zu kadas moshe rishon, she says, no way, it's still a ring. But a star that doesn't do anything is not a star. It's a bottle stopper. It's a piece of paper. What's the difference between a piece of paper and a star? A piece of paper is a piece of paper, and a star is something that has powers, halachic powers. This star has no halachic power unless you bring Eidei Kiyum. So there's a piece of paper until you have Eidei Kiyum. So you're depleted. You can't. You can make it into a theoretical star, Yeshikaya. A theoretical star that can't do anything is not a star. So therefore, if you have Eidei Mesira, both sides, we can hear both sides. Hopefully, we have to hear both sides. If that's going to be the Machlokes Ramban and Tosfos. I hear both sides. I'm paid to hear both sides. Sometimes. But you have Eidei Mesira Eidei Chasima, says the Ketzos, according to Rosh Hashiva's understanding of the Ketzos, that the Eidei Mesira deplete the Eidei Chasima. And that's why it's Dafke Eidei Mesira Karti. Now Rabosai, let's look at this Rashi again. You will see that it reads like a charm. It's unbelievable. We'll do Rashi first. Tosfos is as unbelievable. Rashi! It's pretty good too, though. Rashi says, it's one sentence, Rabosai, and Rashi says exactly this point. Rashi says, Lo sagi le meisve below Eidei Mesira. You cannot give the star without Eidei Mesira. The in who the avdi krisus. They are the only ones who could do the krisus. Avadi Rashi is talking about krisus. So didn't miss that. They are the only ones who could do the krisus. You want to know why they're the only ones who could do the krisus? The al karchav bein and eidim yafinan dover dover mimamon. The reason why eidim mesira are the only ones who could be kores is gufa because you need eidim l'kiyum hadover dover dover mimamon. Depletion. Beferish Rashi. Since the Dover Mimamon tells me you need Eidim L'Kiyum HaDover, then the only possible people who could do Krisus is Eidim Mesira. I mean, otherwise, Eidim Mesira could do Krisus too. But they're depleted. Eidim Mesira are not depleted. Eidim Mesira could do the whole job. So Eidim Mesira are Kores. We'll say the same thing in Tosfos. Now we may have to have some discussions in Tosfos' first side, but Let's focus today on Tosfos Seconds. I'll worry about that later. Tosfos says in his Mil Yesh L'Chalek, and I think there's a mila in this mahalach now. I mean, maybe you have the same mila in the conventional Katzelos, but the Katzelos has a mila over the other acronym that the line of Sagi Beide Chasim Lokom Odos Baldin reads very well. It's Takadei Chasimah that are chorus. Tosfos' discussion is really a discussion about krisos. And he says, the Eide Chasimah are chorus because Sagi Beide Chasimah to be chorus from Mokom Hodos Baldin. Why? Because Tosfos says, if you needed real live Eide Mesira to do Kiyama Dabra like you do by get, because it's Chavlachrini and Hodos Baldin doesn't work, so then the Eide Mesira are depleting the Eide Chasimah because you need another set of Eide. But if it's Hodos Baldin that does the creases, there's no depletion. And Eide Chasimah are good enough. Why? Eide Chasimah can't do the job by themselves. They need Hodos Baldin. They don't need Hodos Baldin. They use Hodos Baldin. Hodos Baldin is built into the equation. By definition, if the Eide Chasimah signed the star, then Mesiris Hashtar Kimeidim done. By definition, there is Hodos Baldin, or whatever you say. Gradually, the Katzelos has a slightly different variation, potential Hodos, but it's always built in. There is no such thing as a Mesiris Hashtar without Hodos Baldin. So that's like part of the scenery. It's not like after the Eide Chasimah do their job, they're looking away home. Can somebody come and help me? If the Eide Mesir show up, I'm fine. If the Eide Mesir don't show up, I'm not fine. So you can't call the star your instrument. You're mitzvah tali b'kol, you're dependent on others. And even if the others came first, you know, like the Laman Yamdu, the Eide Chasimah came first. And then you have the Eide Mesir. Still, but the Eide Mesir can't function without the help of these people. If they wouldn't have showed up, I wouldn't be anything. But here, I'm not waiting for anybody to show up. It's built in. It's automatic. Automatic. Eide Mesira does not deplete the Eide Chasim. At least in Tosfos Second. Maybe that's what Tosfos argues about in the first place. Maybe there are other things. But that would be pshat in Tosfos. What does Rav Meir hold? So we wouldn't be too comfortable. Now, if you hold, if Rav Meir, what do you mean? If Rav Meir holds, you don't need Eide Mesira. So we don't really need have any problems, issues with Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that Eide Chasimah Kares. And, you don't need Eide Mesira. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, you need Eide Mesira. So is this Yisod of depletion, is that going to be the Machlokas? That doesn't make us too comfortable. You're trying to be Chadish, understanding how Chadish works, and that's going to be a Machlokas. So we don't need to say that. We could say, really, the machlokus is whether Eide Mesira can be chorus, as is Pashup Shat in the Gemara. And that causes a certain chain reaction, a chain of events to happen. According to Rabbi Lazar, Eide Mesira could be chorus. In theory, Eide Chasimah could also be chorus. But, since you need Eide Mesira l'kiyum hadavar, it depletes the power of Eide Chasimah. According to Rav Meir, Eide Mesira cannot be chorus. Only Eide Chasimah can be chorus. So you're telling me, but you need Eide Mekim Adover. Doesn't that deplete the power of Eide Chasimah? It can't deplete the power because then there's nothing left. If you deplete the power of Eide Chasimah, then there's no such thing as a get. So Al Karcha Muzmer Zug in the Ramban Svara that Eide Mesira are considered a Dover Mibachutz. Although the star would be worthless without it, but it's not the etzem, an ingredient in the star, and there's no depletion. Rabbi Lozah says, listen, you know, I would have said like you too if I was stuck, but I am not stuck because I hold that the Mesira could be Kares. So the Mesira does the Krisos. I would like to add a little piece of my own to give you something to argue with. Everything else is too simple. No? Pops up. There is another kind of nagging issue. And in my notes from 28 years ago, the issue was raised and not answered. My notes from 7 years ago, somebody did give an answer, but I no longer like it. Probably because I thought of my own answer. But the question, a little bit of a nagging issue is, okay, we have a beautiful Mahalach in the Ketzos. Yeah. And we understand for sure how the Ketzos got his Yisod out of Rashi. Rashi reads Mamish like a charm. But how did the Ketzos get his Yisod out of Tosus? How did the Ketzos know that Tosus was not learning like the Divrei Yechezkel? Maybe Tosus meant that Hodos Baldin makes Krisus. After all, there is a Shitas Ramban that Hodos Baldin makes Krisus, so it's a conceivable position to hold. So maybe it's Hodos Baldin makes Krisus, and the Edech Hasim is just so it shouldn't be a sculpt for whatever other reason. So I said before the Lashon of Sagi, Edech Hasim comes out better, but the Ketzos doesn't cite that Lashon. The Ketzos quotes this Tosus, quotes Tosus on that Yud. From the Ketzos, it seems that Etzem Halacha of Tosus compels us to say such a thing. And that's not making a deal. It's a lot to hang on one little deal. If you throw it in afterwards, say, by the way, this is an advantage to this Mahal is one thing. You build the whole Torah on this deal, and so it doesn't seem to do that. So I would like to suggest, as I mentioned before, there could be a lot of different reasons why Hodos Baldin may not make Krisus, or may not make Kiyum, but may not make Krisus. I would like to suggest one particular Havana. I would like to suggest that if you hold Eidim Mesira Dafka Karti Minei Uvei, not because of depletion, but Eidim Mesira is the only force on earth that could do Krisus, Al Korchav Hodos Baldin cannot do Krisus. And there'll be no room for a second Sad in Tosis. This is why. If you hold that Dafka Eidim Mesira occurs, what's wrong with Eidim Hasima? Eidim Hasima signed Tosis Shita, as we said before, Dasa Mischayev. We'll figure out that there was Nesina, we know everything we need to know. It's fine, Eidus, what's your problem? The problem is, as Rashi says, that that's not the Ikar of Ishtar. The Ikar of Ishtar is the Mesira. So the Krisus, the Eide Krisus, have to testify about the Ikar Hashtar. The Ikar Hashtar is Mesira Hashtar. Eide Chasima aren't talking about the Ikar Hashtar. You could figure it out. If you know there's Eide Chasima, we will know that there's a Mesira, but that's not Eidus on the Mesira. So you need Dafka Eidim Mesira Karti. Now you could say other things, but I would suggest this is what the Ketzos hold. So I want to know, Mesiris Hashtar Kimei Eidim Dami. What are you moded to? I don't think Mesiris Hashtar is moded to the Mesiris Hashtar. Mesiris is the Mesiris Hashtar. It's moded to the Kinyan. It's moded to the fact I'm giving you the field. If I hand over a shtar that says Sodai Mechur Lecha, I am being molded, I sold you the field. If I hand over a shtar that says my wife is divorced, I'm being molded, I divorced her. That doctrine doesn't help because it's Tabla Kerim. So it would come out that Hodos Baldin is also not Eidus on the Mesiris Hashtar. Hodos Baldin is Eidus that I made a Kinyan. How in the world did you make a Kinyan? It must be you gave over the shtar. So we'll know it, we can figure it out, we can derive it. It's the same thing as Eidei Chasima. So if Eidei Chasima are no good, Hodos Baldin is no good. So if you are going to take the position that Dafka Eidei Mesira Karti Minei Ubei, Dafka Eidei Mesira Karti because it's the only power on earth that could do Krisus, then there's no room for another Tzad in Tosus. How in Tosus the world could Tosus say that you can make a star without Eidei Mesira? Al Korchav says the Ketzos, the very halacha of Tosus dictates that it must be that we're not so makbid the Dafka Eidim Mesira Koros. We allow other things to do it. And the Chasima could also be Koros. And once you say that, then I could explain Tosus beautifully without even getting involved in Hodos Baldin making Krisus. It could be if you want. You can make up such a story too. But there's no Makor, it's not necessary. I could explain Shas without it. I could tell you Eidim Chasima Koros, Eidim Mesira Dukiyum. So I would like to suggest that that might be the reason why Ketzos learned his way. Yia mashe yia, but l'chor, that's what you have to say in the Ketzos. Otherwise, your mashve, to sort of paraphrase the Nesivus talking about the Shach, Rabbeinu Hagadol Ma'oren Shel Yisrael Ketoa. You want to make the Ketzos like he's a Toa and doesn't know how to read Tosus, he can't say such a thing. Must be that that's what the Ketzos said, how he understood Tosus, that Ede Mesira could be Kares, and Ede Chesima in theory could be Kares. But there's a problem of depletion, since Ede Chesima must have Ede Mesira for Kima Dover, and without the Ede Mekima Dover, the Shtar might just as well be a bottle plug. It doesn't do anything. So that means you can't really make, you can make a hypothetical star, a theoretical star, an inherent star, but not a real star. Without the help of other Eidim, you're depleted. Eidim Mesira are not depleted, Eidim Mesira could be Kores. But by Mammon in the second side, he is suggesting that it's not depleted because Hadas Baldin doesn't do depletion. Hadas Baldin is automatic. Hadas Baldin is built in. Plus in his first side, maybe Hadas Baldin does do depletion. But it comes out that Eide Chasim and Taker are Kores by Mammon. Okay. I think we're where we're going to be, and we'll let you out a few minutes early. Which means you have more time to attack me. You know, that's such a good idea. But maybe we should do Ashkafa. But so where does that leave us, Rabbi Osai? We're about to get back to the old Shira Rashi and the Rav Kiv Eger, but let's just set the stage again. Sometimes you could lose the picture because of all the details. So where do we stand? The Shiva was Mechadesh and dug out and uncovered and derived a Yesod, which we call depletion, which states that Ede Krisus must do the job or get lost. You can't do the job and wait for assistance. Or you can't have assistance and then do the job. You cannot, if you can't do it yourself, you can't do it at all. How do we see this? Because the Ramban, who learns that either Eide Mesira, Eide Chasima could be Kores, says when it comes to Mammon, only Eide Chasima are Kores. Why? Because the Pasuk says Laman Yamdu. L'chor, Laman Yamdu has nothing to do with Krisus. Krisus means that the Shtar declares the message of Eidim. How long it lasts has nothing to do with the Krisus. So it is Tamadin that a Shtar Mammon has to last a long time. So why is what happened? Why can't the Eidim Mesira still be Kores? The answer is depletion, since the Eidim Mesira need the Eidim Chasima. But the Eidim Chasima don't need the Eidim Mesira. So Eidim Chasima are Dafka Kores. Tosfos, according to the Ketos, agrees. He agrees that Eide Mesira and Eide Chasima both inherently have the power of Krisus. And he agrees to depletion. And therefore, the Ramban's kasha is answered. Forgot to mention that. The Ramban's kasha is answered. Because according to Rav, that there's a din of Laman Yamdu, so then Eide Mesira are depleted. And Eide Chasima has to be Kores. Eide Chasima are Kores, but don't you need Eide Mesira l'kiyam hadavar? No, you don't. Hadas Baldwin could do kiyam hadavar. And Hadas Baldwin is built in and it's automatic and everything else and it doesn't deplete. So Rav is a perfectly logical, presentable shita. Shmuel will hold that there is no din of Laman Yamdu. And therefore Eide Mesira are Kores. But Shmuel may also agree that Eide Chasima could work, as Tosa says at the end of Tosas. Now you'll be thinking, what about the first side of Tosa? We'll have to deal with that. That's for sessions. But it gives me more time to figure it out. But at least in the second Teretz it tells everything is beautiful. But in the case of Get, where Hadas Baldin cannot make Kiyum, you need that real live Eide Mesira to make the Kiyum. So Tosis holds that depletes the Eide Chasima.
the Ramban holds, and Rameir too for that matter, but they get to it different ways, the Ramban holds, that no, Eidei Mesira do not deplete the Eidei Chasidim, because it's not really a din in Hilchos Shtaros. It's an outside din that will make it possible to shtar, but it's not. If you're lacking the ingredients of a shtar, unless you have other eidim, then there's depletion. But if it's an outside din, how can this be Chinese? It's an outside din, but the shtar is a shtar. Tulsa says a shtar which can't work is not a shtar, and therefore outside din count also if it's impossible to circumvent it. If you cannot get this shtar to work without another set of eidim, you're depleted. So let's go back to our Rashi, our Rikki Beger, back in the sugya of Gimel Gittin Suvan, in the Havimi of the Gemara and Daf Gimel. The Chachamim invented a din that we need Eidei Chasima for a proof, not for any other reason but a proof. There's no other logical reason for Eidei Chasima. And it says Befeirish, Menei Tikkun Olam, Shem Yamusu, Eidav, or yet you can bring the Eidei Chasima to court. So it would have been sufficient for them to function as a proof. But says Rashi, called the tikkun rabbanon ke'ein daraisa tikkun. What if the Torah required a proof? What if the Torah required Eidei Chasima as a proof? Let's say, for argument's sake, supposing you invented a din like Ulan Yamdu Yamim Rabbi. And the Torah requires a proof in a shtar. It would deplete the koach of the Eidei Mesira. So here too, if the Chachamim required Eidei Chasima as a proof, so mid the Rabbanan, the Eidei Mesira cannot be Koresh the Shtar. So therefore, the Eidei Chasima have to be Koresh. Now here's where it gets a little bit tricky. Because you can't really tell me that the Eidei Chasima are Koresh, because the Eidei Chasima are also depleted. And mid the Raisa, the Eidei Chasima cannot be Koresh. Mid the Raisa, the Eidei Mesira are Koresh, because they don't need the Eidei Chasima. Eidei Chasima require the Eidei Mesira min haTorah because you need Eidei Mekiyim haDavar. Rashi himself says, Inu dekarti da'al korach of being an Eidei, the Davar Davar Mimamo. So you cannot invent a din derabbanan that says Eidei Chasima karti. But we can do the next best thing, and we could say that we have to make a shutfiz. It's a four-horse team. The other code word is four horses. It's a four-horse team. This star can't be pulled along by the Eidei Mesira alone because mid the Rabbanan, the Eidei Chasima deplete them. But it can't be the Eidei Chasima alone because mid the Raisa, the Eidei Mesira deplete them. So the Rabbanan will create a conglomerate. The Rabbanan will create a shutfiz. This team of the Eidei Mesira, Eidei Chasima, say it in one breath. So the Eidei Chasima Mesira team is Koresh, and that team could do it all by themselves. But that makes it closer to the Din Daraisa. Kein Daraisa Tikkun. That's Rashi. Now Tosus agrees with all of this. Feresh Ketos. Tosus agrees with all this lumdus, but Tosus says, wait a minute. This is a Dirabbanan Dikkadin. In the Dirabbanan Dikkadin, you don't have to say depletion. The Rabbanan could do what they want. So you say, yeah, Ke'en Daraisa Tikkun. This you call Ke'en Daraisa? Ke'en Daraisa Tikkun, you're going to make a pack horse, a team of four horses? I would rather say that the Rabbanan don't deplete. The Rabbanan make an outside, they treat it Ke'ilu as an outside din. The Rabbanan Tikkun is an outside din. It's not the etzim of the kashas. Of course, they'll pass it the star. But it's like an outside din and won't deplete. That would be the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, or Tosin or Kiveg, or whatever it is that you want to say. That about the purpose of Eidei Chasima, if there would be such a takana, it really isn't. But if there would have been such a takana, the purpose would have been for riot purposes. But once it's required, Rashi says that causes depletion. Depletion? That's the Ramban Svara. No, it's Rashi's Svara too. Depletion gives Eidei Chasima the power of Krisus. Eidei Chasima always had the power of Krisus. It's just that they themselves were depleted. So when they're both depleted, they have to join together and make a shutris, and together they can do krisus. We're not inventing a new power of krisus. Eidei Chasima always had the power of krisus if it wouldn't be depleted. So as an individual, Eidei Chasima is depleted. As an individual, Eidei Mesira is completed. But as a team, Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira together are not depleted. And they could go ahead and do the krisus. Talos says Rabbanim don't get so fancy, the Rabbanim get so highfalutin and making up teams and different good. The Rabbanim just required a raya and doesn't deplete. And it's not Kein Dereis in that respect. In order to be a little bit more Kein Dereis in the other respect, we're not going to take away the power of Krisos from the Eden Mesira, and everything comes out beautiful. One thing we did not answer, so don't get confused, we did not answer the Lefitach of Tosis, nor are we. If you're interested in the answer, you can look in the Birchas David Siman Tes. I don't know if Rabbi Harris is planning to, I'm not saying this year. I don't know if he's planning to say this year. You can check it out with him. But the Rishon had a different year, which he answers as Shrem Hashan and Derech Agav, he ends up explaining to Lefitach. But this year does not do that, but everything else fits up perfectly, and we'll be talking about it.